Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Amelia listeners. Pip here, popping up with a quick recommendation for a show that both Øystein and I have been really enjoying recently. It's called The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen, an audio fiction podcast that follows a man in Hong Kong who discovers he can write letters to his favourite author, a woman on the other side of the world who's been dead for 30 years. Guided by mysterious forces, they meet in the middle in a profound and life-changing attempt to find love and meaning in a broken world. Like Amelia, this is a story that travels the globe and features different cultures, accents, and languages. But that's where the similarities stop. This show is unlike anything I've heard in audio drama before, both in its use of music, with songs expertly woven into the narrative, and in terms of its sexy, adult-orientated scenes of intimacy. The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen is an exciting, thought-provoking, emotionally charged and highly ambitious show. You can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello, dear Amelia listeners, and excuse my hoarse voice, I'm coming down with a bit of a cold, but we're really excited to be sharing the next episode of the Amelia Project with you. This episode is dedicated to our patron, Amelie Harris. Thank you so, so much for your support, Amelie. And in fact, Amelie is also one of the winners of last week's Patreon caption competition. If you don't know what I'm referring to, we dug up some old rehearsal photos of the interviewer and Alvina in costume in various poses, and we asked our patrons to come up with captions for each one. The responses were absolutely hilarious, and we announced the winners during last weekend's Coco Corner video live stream. During that live stream, we also did a live performance of a sketch with Alvina the interviewer and Matteo, and we'll be posting a fully produced audio version of that sketch on the Patreon feed next week. But right now, it's time to start the show. Hope you enjoy.
Vamos, vamos hacia Monte Rosa por nuestra Panaragua. Unidos por el pueblo, jamás there.
There we go. Now try singing with this gag in your mouth. Finally, I can think again. Christ! What?
Shut up and release that man!
Amelia! Hi! Hello! What are you,
Weren't you expecting me?
Ooh, on the contrary. But it's an absolute pleasure to see you here. I see you cut your spa treatment a little short.
Spa treatment?
Isn't the smart coffin, patent pending, almost like one of those delightful sensory deprivation tanks?
Yes, it was mind-numbingly deprived.
Well, I'm glad to see you up and about. What can I do for you?
Cut the smile, you lizard. I'm here to free that man.
You are?
Yes.
How? You do notice the bulge in my pocket, right? I mean, I'm happy to see you. I'm not that happy to see you.
If being happy to see me causes a bulge in your jacket pocket, I think you should see a doctor.
Yeah, it's a gun. I have a gun. God damn it.
Then why don't you show it? Is it because it is made out of three fingers and a rubber band?
Okay. Here, look. See? Made out of steel. A real gun.
Oh, wow. That is a very small gun.
Well, it's not the size that matters, is it?
Are you sure? I think it might be the smallest gun I've ever seen.
It's perfectly adequate.
Really?
I assure you, this gun gets the job done. I didn't mean to rhyme, but that is the way it came out.
It is kind of impressive how your hands are so small. It just fits you perfectly.
All right, shut up.
Now, what did you do that for?
You're still not scared?
No.
Oh.
Now let my friend go, will you? You have no use for him. You want Kozlovsky, and he isn't here.
Well, until I get Kozlovsky, I would like to keep a retainer.
You have no idea what you've gotten yourself into, do you?
Sorry?
Do you have any idea who this man is?
I don't know. Some messed up, earless mariachi?
Look at your phone.
Why?
The news. Check the news.
Okay, let me just... This is friggin' hard with one hand. Hey, don't move, or I will shoot again.
I'm not moving.
Okay, news. Panoragua. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's kind of a big deal.
He's the next president of Panoragua.
Great.
Great?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
How is that a good thing for you?
Now I have even more bargaining power. God, why on earth did you even tell me that? You're an idiot, aren't you? I was already wondering how you kept that sort of, backwards death-faking business of yours afloat, but now, that's a miracle.
Mateo, you have just unwittingly faked the death of the leader of the Panaraguan Pythons, one of the most successful paramilitary groups in the world. Doesn't that strike you as a tad risky?
No, not at all. Look, I don't know about the Amelia Project, but at the Incognito Project, we're used to dealing with celebrities.
Whom you've accidentally kidnapped?
Okay, very funny. That too.
Why am I not surprised?
Okay, well, Gerard Butler and Clive Owen look almost identical, and in our defense, we did let Gerard Butler go, but did anyone miss it?
Anyhow, what I was trying to say was...
What? Spit it out.
You're in trouble. Okay. Okay, I'm glad you find this funny. Oh, are you done now? Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, at least one of us is having fun.
Sorry. I thought I heard you say that I was in trouble.
You are.
Sure. I'll bite. How am I in trouble?
We've told the rebels.
You told who what? What are you talking about?
We've told the Panaraguan Pythons that mere hours before they were about to win a civil war that's been raging for decades, the Incognito Project went ahead and kidnapped their leader.
But wait, how did you...
You thought I climbed out of that coffin without releasing my friends?
Well,
As we've been talking, Alvina and Savannah have gone to tell the rebels where we are. Right now, there is an army of highly trained guerrilla soldiers on their way here, and they are pumped up, impatient, and bloodthirsty. When they get here, they're not just going to want to set Perez free. No, they're going to be pissed off that their whole operation has been jeopardized. They're going to be angry that you gave the palace more time to prepare for the final attack, that you delayed the revolution. They're going to want revenge. They are going to kill you, Mateo. What? Cat got your tongue?
So what am I going to do?
Well, I could consider...
Yes?
Giving you an interview.
What?
Assess if you are Amelia material. If you are, I could help you fake your death.
You snake!
You might have the gun, Mateo, but I have the upper hand.
Fine. Interview me.
With the utmost pleasure. Mateo, welcome to the Amelia Project.
Amelia Project, created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound direction by Frederick Baden. Episode 37. Matteo.
Please, have a seat.
I prefer to stand.
And I prefer to just let my farts go, but I don't do that in polite company, do I? Sit.
You know, I think that I will sit down.
Good. Now, why would you like to die?
I don't. Dying is exactly what I'm trying to avoid here.
I see. Are you perhaps in a spot of trouble?
Oh, okay. Don't be cute. You know exactly what my problem is because you're the one who put me in this situation.
Well, you did kind of put yourself in this situation, but let's not split hairs. You see, what I'm wondering is if there isn't another more personal story lurking in the background.
Well, sure, I have a story for you. A bunch of trigger-happy insurgents want to blow my head off. How much more personal do you want it?
But isn't this whole situation just a manifestation of an inner struggle, which you have conjured into existence in order to make your psychological pain more tangible?
Wow, that's, you know, when I was six and I... No. Nice try. I saved that for Dr. Rosenblum on Tuesday mornings.
Aren't you, in fact, your own insurgent, fighting an inner war against yourself, wanting to assassinate the pathetic excuse for a man you have become to give space for a new Matteo who can become a different kind of loser somewhere else?
Can I be honest? I'm really not liking this interview at all.
When you're done faking deaths, Matteo, what will you do instead? What's your new life going to be like?
I don't know. The idea of faking my own death literally just occurred to me 2 minutes ago. So you'll forgive me if I don't have a plan.
I know there's a spot going at a quinoa farm. Would that work for you?
Quinoa farms? Screw you.
If not, at the Amelia Project, we specialize in remote locations. Right now, we have identity vacancies on Svalbard, Jan Mayen, and the Falklands.
Nope, not the Falklands. Please. The Incognito Project specializes in South America, so I know a few too many people on the Falklands. And I'm terribly allergic to sheep.
Jan Mayen it is.
Where is Jan Mayen?
Between Greenland and Russia.
Sounds good. Not a place Paniraguan revolutionaries are probably going to go on vacation.
Hardly.
Would you say that it's a lively place? What's the bar scene like there?
The island has 18 inhabitants, 2 bars, and 1 kebab joint.
Oh. Really?
No, it does not have a kebab joint. How would you like to disappear?
I don't know.
We've got to come up with something very quickly. Those angry rebels could storm through that door at any moment.
Well, speed this up then. Just figure it out.
Oh, I don't know yet.
What don't you know?
I don't know if I'll take on your case. You have to convince me.
How?
Tell me something personal.
Oh, you mean something impressive?
No. Personal.
What, like as in incriminating?
Sure, if you want. Although, I was thinking more along the lines of embarrassing.
Okay, so you want me to tell you something that's...
That will make you blush.
Oh, you're cruel.
I'm a monster.
And what happens if I don't do that?
Your life depends on it.
Fine. Before I joined the Incognito Project, I worked at an office job. And one day, during lunch, I spilled coffee all the way down the front of my shirt. So I went to the bathroom to clean up, and I realized that I had put my shirt on backwards. And the shirt had ruffles down the front, so it was very obvious that my shirt had been on backwards all day in front of my coworkers.
Ruffles. Neat.
So I turned the shirt, but then I had to explain to everybody why I had a huge coffee stain on my back.
That's good. Empathetic.
So, will you take on my case?
God, no. Why would I have someone as pathetic as that as a client?
No. Wait. But.
Relax. I'll take on your case anyway.
You will?
Yes. I won't sit and watch an innocent man die. Let me rephrase. Relatively innocent man die. I don't know about the Incognito Project, but at the Amelia Project, we have moral standards.
Oh, you. You know what? It's true. You're right. I am a relatively innocent man. And one day, when I get to that final interview, I'm going to say to that eternal interviewer, "Don't forget St. Petey Boy Matteo Harmony Glasscock Shufflebottom was a relatively innocent man."
Mateo Harmony Glasscock Shufflebottom? That's your name?
Well, I come from a long, proud line of Glasscocks. Let's not talk about the Shufflebottoms.
See? Now we're talking. Someone with a name that silly, I'd take on their case any day.
Okay.
Now let's find a suitable death for you.
Much appreciated.
Luckily for you, I already have a plan, and you're going to love it.
Do you mean it?
You are. You see that smart coffin over there?
You mean the one that Che Guevara was in?
That's right. We are going to transport you out of here in that. And you love those smart coffins, don't you?
I've already seen Friends twice and all the Van Damme movies. Do we have time to upload a new set?
No.
No, we don't.
Okay. No time. Take off your shirt. Hurry up. They're coming. I can see them out the window.
What? Where?
You see that dust cloud in the distance? That's the rebels approaching.
Oh, shit. Okay, shirt is off. Now what?
I'll shoot a hole in it. Give me the gun.
I'm not stupid. I'll do it.
Fine. Aim for the heart.
Shame to ruin such a nice print like this, though.
Great. Now put it back on. As for blood, let's go with rust.
Rust?
There's nothing else around. This house is just a shell, and we're in the middle of a desert from the look of it.
Still, rust is the best we can do?
The rebels will be too pumped up to notice the difference. Just rub your chest on that rusty window frame.
You want me to rub my chest on that... But I haven't had a tetanus shot.
Just do it already. The dust cloud is getting closer.
Damn it. Fine. There we go. Ah, this hurts. Ooh, ouch. Ah, this doesn't feel as good as you might think. Ooh, I am getting very little pleasure out of this. On a scale of 1 to 5, this is a 3 at best. This is the least sexy grinding I have done since, ow. Ah, Mardi Gras 2004.
Well, when I got up this morning, I didn't imagine I'd be watching a hairy man rub his chest against a window frame either, so...
Ow! Shit! I cut myself on that latch! Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm bleeding. I am bleeding a lot.
Huh. Who'd have thought such a pale man could be so full of blood?
We need to stop the bleeding.
Absolutely not. This is perfect. Real blood looks a hell of a lot more like real blood than a rust stain does.
But I'm gonna... bleed to death.
No, you won't. It's just a scratch. Now get in the coffin.
Okay. Oh, ow, it hurts.
When the rebels storm in here, they'll see your bloody corpse in the coffin and the bullet hole in your shirt. They'll assume I wrestled the gun from you and shot you. Now, all you have to do is give me the gun.
First, I want something from you.
What?
I don't trust you. What if you don't send me to Yan Mayan?
Listen, the rebels are here. If you don't lie down and play dead, you'll be dead.
You could just... bury this coffin and leave me for dead.
I would never do that.
How do I know?
Oh my God, the rebels are here. They are here.
You have to give me something or I'm going to shoot you, okay? I'll take you with me.
I haven't got anything to give you.
Your goddamn surgeon. How do I find him?
I don't freaking know. For all I know, he's in prison or even dead.
Really? You don't know?
No.
Well, then I need something else.
Just give up. The rebels will burst through that door at any second.
I want your answering machine.
What?
Your answering machine. I want access to the Amelia Project answering machine.
You want to steal our clients?
Yes. It's a remote service, isn't it? Write down how to access it. Here, on my arm, or I will shoot you.
Shit. Shit, shit, shit.
Come on.
I'm running as fast as I can.
Ah. It tickles.
It was your idea. That's it.
Well, this better not be bullshit, or I will come find you.
Now give me the gun, or they won't believe that I shot you.
Sure, I've just gotta empty it first.
What? God, was that necessary?
Now, you can have the gun. And you better keep your word. Send me to Yan Mayan, or so help me,
Shut
I
up,
will...
or I'll knock you over the head with this gun.
Don't even think about
now,
it.
Now lie down. Be dead.
If I'm not in Yan Mayan when I open this beautiful, handcrafted lid, I'm gonna...
Amelia, hey, are you okay? He's knocked out. I knocked him out. Savannah, Alvina, it's all good.
Hey, Savannah, we're aquí. Savannah.
It is.
Now, how do we close this casket up?
I found a hammer and some rusty nails downstairs.
Excellent.
Thank you, Savannah. Amelia, Alvina, I'm so glad to see you all.
Aren't you impressed by these two? Sounding like a whole army all by themselves? I can't believe Mateo really thought this sandstorm was the rebels approaching.
But Savannah, why didn't you just contact the Pythons?
I tried. My smartwatch ran out of battery.
Our cell phones should be here somewhere.
I'll find them. What are we going to do with the guy with the ugly tie?
Mateo? I suggest we do what I promised. Send him to Yon Mayan.
Does he deserve that?
Have you ever been to Yon Mayan? It's a barren rock with nothing but hungry polar bears.
Fair point.
I found the phones. Which one of the pythons should I call? Enrique?
No. Call Juan, El Rusio, or Guillermo. I would ask you to call Terencio, but bless him, his phone is forever in silent.
I'd call Miguel. He's more likely to pick up.
Hand me the phone, will you, Savannah?
Aquí va.
Miguel, is that you? You hung up? I'll try again. Hello? Miguel? It's me, Pérez.
Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga a nosotros tu reino. Hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Amén.
He hung up again. And he was reciting the Padre Nuestro.
Oh my God. Of course. They think we're dead.
Everyone thinks we're dead.
Oh, shit. This revolution is fucked. Nah, mierda.
You know, it doesn't have to be.
What do you mean?
Amelia, do you remember H?
H?
It's an old client.
Called H?
We don't have time for that story now. Amelia, do you get what I'm saying?
Are you thinking...
Yes.
Huh, that is genius. Alvina, you are a star. Perez, what is better than a living leader?
I don't know.
One who has defied death.
What do you mean?
As we speak, your soldiers will have overtaken Monte Rosa. They'll be surrounding Palacio de Santa Maria de la Purísima Salvat Romero. But they have just received the news of your death. They don't know whether to go ahead without you or not. The sandstorm will have halted the fighting for a short while. In the meantime, your friends are holed up in their positions around Plaza de la Sangre Marizada, mourning your passing. They will be tearing up from missing you, but they will pretend their eyes are just watering from the sandstorm. But then, as the sandstorm resides, they notice something. High up there, in the church tower of Iglesia de las Lágrimas Puras.
¿Qué?
They all see it. Your men, the palace guards, the people in the streets, the ones looking out of their windows, the media. The president will walk out onto his balcony to get a closer look, and he cannot believe his eyes.
It is a figure.
Is it a man?
It is.
Does he look familiar?
He does.
But it's not a man. It's a myth. It's a legend. It's someone they thought was dead who has come back to finish a revolution.
It's Pablo Perez Garcia.
It's me. It's me. Ha! I love it! Soy inmortal. Viva la revolución! Long live the revolution! Vamos, vamos hacia Monte Rosa. Por nuestra Panaragua.
Seems like divine resurrection is turning into a nice sideline for us.
Seems like it.
Your phone is ringing. Again.
It's not important.
It might be.
It's not.
I don't know how many people have your phone number.
Almost nobody.
So, if someone is calling...
It is either one of my generals or the Kremlin.
Then it's obviously important, isn't it?
Oh, we will land in a few minutes.
Still?
In 1972, we did not have mobile phones. And yet, I managed to take over this country.
That's hard to argue with. Now it's stopped ringing anyway, so... That's the 11th time it's rung. 11.
I don't care.
If you don't take it, I'll release a giant hornet right here inside the helicopter.
Are you threatening me?
Yes. Yes, I'm threatening you. A can't take that phone ringing any longer.
Oh, insect man, you amuse me.
I'm glad.
No, I will pick up the phone, because you made me laugh. Oh, no, I missed it.
Giant Hornet!
You are a phony! Hello?
It's me. Thank God you're picking up. I was getting worried.
Boris! Why are you worrying? Are you my mother?
I'm in charge of looking after you. I guess you have heard.
Yes. My enemy is dead. Our troubles are over.
Well, that's why I'm calling. I heard that you were on the way to the palace.
In a few minutes, you will see me on the TV. On the palace balcony.
You really shouldn't go to the palace. You shouldn't go out on that balcony.
I will be calming the people down, ensuring them that everything is now back to normal.
Please, please don't do that.
And why not?
Please just wait. We have to take things slowly.
I will take nothing slowly.
Taking power right now would be disastrous.
It will not. The people need their president.
Listen. We have a plan. Our secret service will infiltrate the Pythons and cause an argument among the rebels. We'll stop them from settling on a new leader. They'll fight, create fractions. After a week or two of chaos, the people will be fed up, and they will welcome you back.
They will welcome me back now!
With all due respect, they will not.
I do not take orders from you.
I'm not the one ordering you.
I do not take orders from the Russian president.
This doesn't come from the president. It comes directly from Mikhail.
From Mikhail, you say?
Yes.
Listen, Boris, I'm not feeling this. My gut says no.
Mikhail gave very clear orders.
Fine. I'll wait.
Jesus.
What just happened? What did he say?
Oje, pilot. Don't land. Turn back. We're not going to the palace.
Where are we going?
I have a secret place in the hills.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Alvina, I did something I'm unsure about.
What?
Mateo asked for the access details to our answer phone.
Did you give them to him?
At the time, he was pointing a gun at me. I could have written something fake, but I just couldn't think.
It's okay.
We could open the coffin again, rub it off his arm.
Let's not waste time doing that. We'll have to get a new answer phone anyway. We don't want anyone to trace us via the old number.
You're right. He will steal some clients from us.
Unless we just blow up his coffin?
Alvina?
I know. Jan Mayen, was it?
Yeah. At least he didn't get his hands on Kozlovsky. That's something to toast to, isn't it?
It is.
That, plus the revolution going ahead after all. To that, I raise an invisible glass of Veuve Clicquot.
To the revolution!
I do hope he's safe.
Okay, let's try and think back and pinpoint where we lost him. We put him in a bin liner and hid him in a dumpster behind Morrison's. From there, you retrieved him, put him into a suitcase and checked him into luggage storage at St. Pancras. We lugged the suitcase over to the British Library and put him in a cleaning cupboard. You took him out of the cleaning cupboard and into the ladies' lavatories. We put him in a wheelchair and rolled him over to the Royal Free Hospital where you, dressed as nurses, intercepted him. We followed you to Hyde Park where we thought you put him in a pedalo but realised you'd actually shaken us off and were on your way to the Docklands.
Hang on. That wasn't us at the hospital.
The nurses? That wasn't...
I could have sworn.
Nope.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So that's where we lost him. At the Royal Free. We have to go straight back.
Too late, sweetie.
What?
We've already been to the hospital and he's not there. We thought you tricked us by taking him in and then smuggling him straight back out again.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what I think? I think we have to collaborate.
Huh? Collaborate? Yeah, how's that gonna work? We've lost the surgeon. That frickin' zip bag could be anywhere in London. We don't have a single lead.
Well, we could despair together?
Great plan. Really. Who's that?
Are you done despairing yet?
Miss Kennedy.
Ma'am.
Mom.
Northcott, how lovely to see the two of you here together.
With the...
zip bag?
You've got the surgeon? You doltish lunkheads! You inane nitwits! How on earth do four top-trained secret agents manage to lose a captured criminal? Correction, an unconscious captured criminal!
Why, here it comes.
Did the four of you...
hold your ears.
Not fucking cooperate! You have all the resources of the CIA and MI5 combined, but you choose to indulge in a petty squabble.
You clodpates!
You blockheads!
You dunces!
You donos!
You goons!
You boobs!
You idiots!
Not to step out of line here, ma'am, but you did ask us to steal back the surgeon.
Stealing him from MI5. When you dumbbells lost him, I thought it was the Amelia Project stealing him back.
Oh.
Look at them. That's how Americans behave. We are better than that.
To be fair, Mom, you did ask us to get the surgeon back from the American.
I did not.
No, you did. You said sort this out. Yeah, I guess that could mean... Oh, sorry.
Miss Kennedy and I have come to an agreement.
This is a joint order. To all of you. From all of us. And it's not have a merry goddamn Christmas.
Go! Haynes! You are to assist Agents Williams and Fox with anything they need. At any time. Because the Americans are our allies. Understood? Now... get to work!
I guess we're friends, then?
I guess we are.
So, who's carrying the body?
After you.
Whatever happened to chivalry? I thought you Brits were real big on that.
Oh, I couldn't. But I just see, I have my back.
Oh, sort of. I see.
MI5 was the last one to touch him.
Conquer a couple of countries.
This episode was written and edited by Øystein Breger, with sound design by Frederick Barden and Dominic Hargreaves. It featured Julia Morizawa, Josh Callahan, Federico Trujillo, Julia C. Thorne, Laurie Martinez, Alex Scott Fairley, James Carney, Andre Zayats, Aaron King, Jordan Cobb, Mama Bang Bang, Sarah Golding, Torgny G. Ondero, and Benjamin Noble. Graphic design by Anders Pedersen. Thank you to Lala Droner for script consultancy, and thank you to Marty Paatsivall for production assistance and transcripts. In this episode, you heard Matteo tell an embarrassing story, and for this moment, we actually asked patrons to send us their own real embarrassing stories as inspiration. We ended up going with a story sent in by our patron Tracy, so thank you, Tracy, and we'll be recording and releasing some of the other stories that were submitted on Patreon very soon. On that note, thank you to all our patrons who keep the show alive, and a special shout out to our super patrons, Sophia Anderson, Kate Sukiyasu, Sophie Leveso, Jem Fiddick, Orban Asant, Travis Curtin, Rushab Shukla, Emily Harris, to whom this episode is dedicated, Stephanie Weitenhiller, Chloe Lefferman, Elizabeth Curry, and welcome to our two new super patrons, Mintz and Such and Victor Hesselbaum. Now, you've probably heard us mention our Cocoa Corner sessions, but you might not be aware what these actually are. So, for today's epilogue, we're giving you a little insight into Cocoa Corner. All past Cocoa Corner sessions can still be watched on replay, and there'll be new ones coming soon.
All right, hello everybody. We are live.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Amelia Project Cocoa Corner.
Welcome to this month's edition of Cocoa Corner.
To make this show, we are dependent on support from our patrons. But being a patron is not just about keeping the show alive, it's also about being part of a community. And it's a cocoa-loving community. If you sign up as a $5 patron, you can join us for our regular live streams with cast and crew, where we answer your questions and share behind-the-scenes Amelia secrets.
I was approached by mail. Yes, you heard me right.
There were very, very many different versions that the interviewer could have been.
The phoenix rises from this cup of cocoa, and it's also hot steam from the cocoa.
Congratulations. I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to share. I got to be allowed to share this by now, right? Okay, it says, congratulations. This is the Amelia Project.
It's an explosive. It's got to do with explosives.
That might explain why it didn't arrive.
I don't think I need it. By the way, I did find some rum.
You did? Okay, well, not yet, okay? Because I want to try and answer some questions if we have some questions coming in.
How do you think if Sarah Connor came to the office of the Amelia Project, could they fake her death to fool Terminator?
How's the cocoa, by the way?
I've been talking so much, I haven't even known. It's really good. Go to ameliapodcast.com and click on Support the Show to sign up today. We'd love to see you at the next Cocoa Corner.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it's started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman?
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
It seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach! We all don't laugh!
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt!
What?
Nothing!
Ow!
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Sat up, please write back. If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos, Raúl.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen. An audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.